four visitors are here from Django's, Poppy and Aidan. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
And do you want to tell us about Django's? What is it that you do? Where are you?
Yes, please. We've just opened a jazz cafe and a vegan tapas restaurant on Staplers Road, which was the old... We've converted it from the old Isle of Wight Lavender Farm tea room, and we've opened a jazz cafe, and Aidan's a vegan chef, and I'm a jazz singer, and we've come together and collaborated. And
what a lovely combination.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It is, and you've got the most glorious setting up there, haven't you?
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so peaceful up there. We're really happy up there at the moment. It's nice. It's a great place to cook and work generally. It's a really good space for anything creative up there, I think.
It is. Now, tell us a bit about Django's. What is it that you do that's different from anywhere else?
Our food's entirely vegan, so I suppose that sets us apart to an extent. And it's all small plates, very seasonal stuff. So we change the menu there once a week, the tapas menu. We have a regular lunch menu that's sort of set all the time, and then our tapas menu is available on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. And as I said, it changes based on what we can get from different local growers and suppliers, try to use local produce wherever possible. And in terms of the music, we have live music on Friday nights and Saturday nights, and then again on Sunday afternoons at the minute. And that's mostly jazz stuff, but we have some sort of folk and country type things as well. Anything that sort of fits nicely with the ambience of the place. We've got some great live acts coming up.
That's wonderful. Now, Poppy, I hear you're a singer.
Yeah, I'm a jazz singer, so I play once a week there. I'm playing this Friday, actually.
Wow.
With my band.
So what's your band called?
I go out as Poppy D.
Okay.
And I use lots of different session players, but I stick with a few, but I work with lots of different brilliant musicians. And yeah, we play at Django's once a week in all different formats and lineups. And then, as Aidan said, we have lots of different artists come in as well. We've got JC and Angelina this Saturday night, haven't we?
Wonderful.
That'll be lovely.
And do you want to tell people whereabouts it is you are, just in case they're not sure of where the Lavender Farm was?
So we're just down Staplers Road. It's now the whole site is called Staplehurst Grange. It was originally the granary that served Core Abbey, or the central one of a few granaries. So a lot of the buildings is in like a sort of 15th century courtyard, and a lot of the buildings date back to that period. And it's still got a real sort of sense of that tranquility about the whole place. It's down a little bit of a track from Staplers Road as you're on your way out towards Ryde. It's a right-hand turn, but the old council signs are still up with the brown Isle of Wight Lavender Farm, so it's quite an easy way to find us.
It is. And you've got such a glorious setting there with the most beautiful, beautiful courtyard outside.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And we try to make the most of that as well. We've got lots of really beautiful fairy lights and candles in the evening. And also, we're trying to do more events outside, and there's an antiquary opposite us, and there's going to be a few other businesses opening up, and the Rose Nursery that's coming soon.
Oh, I smelled some of the roses when I was up there the other day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's all I can say.
But we've got a vintage and vinyl fair on the 14th of July, which is a Sunday, from 10 till 3. So we're going to be using that whole courtyard to display like classic cars. And we have the Vintage Hair Lounge from Ventnor, and Reggie's Retro vintage clothing stores going to be setting up, and lots of different vintage stores will be setting up and selling their things. And I'm going to get my hair done. And I'm filming with my jazz trio from 12 till 2, and we're going to set up a little gin bar, aren't we? And you're going to be doing the barbecue, Aidan, aren't you?
Yes.
I've heard about your legendary barbecue.
Again, that's on a Thursday night, the barbecue. And we try to use seasonal produce where we can get it. So recently we've had asparagus on, but I think that's coming towards the end now.
Yes.
And we do normal things like burgers and hot dogs as well, but obviously sort of vegan versions of those. We're eagerly awaiting the sweet corn at the moment as well.
But absolutely, it won't be long.
Foot and a half off the ground at the moment. We've got a little way to go yet. Now, the roses, again, are something that are really special about the place, actually. So the owner of the land breeds exclusively scented roses. which is great from a culinary point of view as well. So we've been trying to work them into a lot of the food stuff.
Cool.
It's obviously the same compounds that give them the scent, give them flavour. So
You made a rose cake the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, and we've been making rose syrups, which will go in the cocktails for the 14th of July at the Vintage and Vinyl Fair.
Wrong thing to say.
And I hear also that you sell the most delicious cake.
Yeah, we've actually my mum makes quite a lot of the cakes, to be honest with you.
And it comes to truth now.
Sort of 50-50 split, I'd say. I do some, she does some, but we're quite a small team at the moment, so
I test them, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, cake test, what a glorious job to have.
Yes.